In a 5-2 ruling, the state high court upheld an appeals court ruling. It said even though no one saw Greg Kanduch driving while under the influence, the digital readout from his ankle bracelet was enough to prove he drove drunk. It showed that he drove to his estranged wife's house where he was arrested for trying to break in. His blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. The court rejected his claim that prosecutors failed to provide expert testimony about why the data from the electronic device was reliable. Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means says the bracelet is just as reliable as a telephone.
If there's evidence about a telephone call, you don't bring in an expert to talk about how telephones work because people understand that.
But Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, in her dissent, disagreed. She wrote that probation agents who testified didn't provide enough information about whether the ankle bracelet was functioning properly. And state public defender Joseph Amon says the ruling overestimates the technical knowledge of a typical juror.
They're making the assumption that people know how things work simply because they use them. And so we don't need experts to tell us how they work.
Amon says it's ironic that Justice Prosser, who wrote the majority opinion, had to look up the technical website for the ankle bracelet to find out how it worked, so he could explain it in his ruling. As more and more devices are created that can track and record people's activities, it's likely there will be more rulings on how reliable such evidence is in court. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.